How you doing, Mr. Joyner?
I'm doing good, Ms. Norwood. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I like it that you know my government.
That's right.
I love that.
That's right. I mean, you're not, you started out, you were what, 15 years old?
15.
You were branding then, but now you're 30-something.
Please.
Wow, but
you,
so
you,
really?
You just put my age on.
Oh, my God.
Did you just put my age all out there?
My
I need
bad.
This young
my
generation
bad.
To go out and buy this album now.
Yeah. Just she's grown. She's grown.
Okay, no, I'm
grown.
Proud of being, I'm 33. It's all right.
Yeah?
It's all right.
Yeah. How was your birthday?
My birthday last year wasn't very good.
Oh, what happened?
Whitney passed on my birthday.
Oh, that's really?
Right. That's right.
On your yeah. birthday?
On my birthday, which yeah. is why I titled the album 2/11.
2/11?
2/11.
That was
February
it.
11th, yes.
Oh, yeah. February 11th.
Mm. Yes. Bless you didn't know that, though. It's okay.
I did know that.
No, I mean, I don't think you would have asked me, like, if you knew that she yeah. passed on my birthday. That's what I meant.
Right. Actually, I did. But
oh,
I didn't,
you didn't
I
didn't, know?
I didn't mean, I was...
That's what I mean. I know yeah. you didn't mean anything by it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I want to pinch his cheeks.
He'll let you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh I will
yeah.
later. Oh, yeah. Don't you
both
worry.
Set.
She's just going for the face.
Yeah, I'm a cheek
no.
pincher. Yeah.
No, you got to tell him what you want because they're like, whoa, that ain't what I meant.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, how's family?
Family's good.
How's your little girl?
My little girl is great. I did a show this past Saturday, and this was like her first time ever seeing me perform. So,
oh, wow. How old is she?
She's 10.
And she's never 10. Seen you perform?
She's never really seen me perform. She saw when she was about 7.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I hadn't been performing for a while. So this was like my first thing that she's
And what
seen.
Was her reaction?
Yeah, what was?
She was more excited about my dancers because I'm just mom to
right,
her, you know.
Right.
So she was like, hmm.
Okay,
I like
nice.
Your dancers, Mom.
That's the way they are. That's the way kids are.
Does she have talent? Does she have skills?
She does have talent. She loves to dance. She's coming into her own in the singing. But yeah, she loves it.
Are you going to be a mother like your mother and manage her?
No, I
will
won't
you,
be managing.
Will you allow her to as a child?
Not yeah. as a child. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's smart because, you know, in this business, you start to identify mm-hmm. with your image and your fame and, yeah. you know, when you don't know who you are.
Sure.
So I just want her to self-develop a little bit more, yeah. you know, when
well,
she's
Well, you
grown.
Were a child when you started.
I know.
And you turned
and
out all right.
I turned out okay, I
yeah.
guess. Thank you.
No, you did very
but
well.
But I went through
you
a lot.
Well. Yeah.
Went through a lot.
And,
like
and
what?
It's tougher, too.
Like what when you say you went through a lot?
Like...
As a child star.
As a child star, it was hard to grow up in the public eye because, you know, you're developing and trying to figure out and discover who you are. And then there's this, for me, it was this perfection type of image created for me. So I had to live up to that. And that was very hard to do because I'm 15. It was time for me to make mistakes. You know, that's what life is all about, is making mistakes and learning from them. But when you have this perfect image over your head,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of hard to make mistakes.
Mm.
You know, so you kind of get trapped into mm-hmm. that image, and it wasn't good for me. Yeah. I had to really take a break from the business in order to really self-develop.
And how long was that break?
I was in and out, like 4 years at a time, mm-hmm. you know.
And did you know then when it was right, or did somebody say, look, you need to get back into it and keep the whole Brandy thing going?
Well, I
or
just
was
feel,
it your choice?
It was
back?
Definitely my choice because I feel like, you know, this is why I was created mm-hmm. to sing and to share my gift,
right.
you know. But a part of me felt unfulfilled.
Mm.
So to yeah. get that back, it was sure. important to me to sing again and to share again, you know, because it didn't feel right. Not doing it.
And
you
everything
know?
Feels right now.
Yeah, everything yeah. feels great now.
Yeah.
I know who I am, girl.
Come on, girl.
Yes.
Well, if you won't be her manager, will you let your mother be her manager?
No, my mom wouldn't be her manager either. My mom is done with this business like that, in the
really?
Management business. She consults me in everything I do, but she doesn't.
But she's not your manager anymore?
No, she's not my manager anymore. Her choice.
It was?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. And she trusts that, you know, what she's taught me, what she's instilled in me, you know, it's given me the confidence to go forward in my dream. So she knows I'm okay.
There are a lot of parents out there listening to this
mm-hmm.
who have children who they think has talent
mm-hmm.
and can go somewhere. As a former child star coming up, what would you advise a parent right now who's got a 15-year-old who thinks that they can be the next Brandy?
I would definitely say to stay close and always be honest. And, you know, communication is everything between a child and a parent. You know, if you don't have an open line of communication, the child can rear off. And, of course, you know, they're going to make their own decisions at some point. But as long as that communication is open, I think they'll listen to what you have to say.
And that's got to be really tough with all of the things coming in and the media and managers, agents, and all of that. There's a lot
it's
going
tough.
Into their heads.
It's tough, which is why my daughter won't be nowhere near it.
Nowhere
not right
near
now.
It. Good for you.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the album.
Okay.
2/11.
2/11, October 16th.
It comes out October 16th, and that is your birthday, and that is the day that Whitney
became my angel. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where to go from there.
You guys had a long relationship, and one of my favorites, still, I give this video out to little girls, is Cinderella.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but your relationship with her goes way back.
It does. It
really probably does. Probably to about Cinderella. When you were...
That was a great movie.
Yeah, that was.
It's a classic. It really is a classic. It was very special, your relationship, and even in the movie itself, as your fairy godmother.
It was a dream come true. I was really living my dream. I mean, she gave me the opportunity to be one of the first African-American princess. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Well,
and
there's
then
some
for
people
her
in
to,
Atlanta that would argue with you, but go right ahead.
Well, stop it.
Well, I'm sorry.
He's being silly.
Anyway.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, as we were saying, Brandy.
Yes, yeah, so before I was rudely interrupted. No, I'm just playing. But yeah, I that was a dream come true to work with her. Mm-hmm. One, and then for her to be my fairy godmother and to sing with me and to talk with me and... You know, I just soaked it all up. Yeah. I was asking her 1,000 questions. I was definitely getting on her nerves because I was, you know, I grew up listening to her.
Sure.
And so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you have that opportunity with your music to do that same sort of thing with little girls. And I'm sure you get that from young women coming up to you and saying,
I do.
You know, asking you 1,001 questions.
I do. And I love that.
Good for you.
I love that. Yeah.
I love it.
And let's talk about the music.
Forward.
Okay.
What a segue. I can put it down. You can fall in love. I don't know how to. I don't know how to sing.
Tom's favorite song.
It is my
favorite. It's so cute that you were singing it. I wish you. We would have been on air so that everybody.
It's one of those. It's one of those songs that you get in your head and you find yourself singing it,
and you
don't even know you're singing it. You know, like like you're going down the hallway at the office.
Mm-hmm.
I can put it down, you can fall in love. I can put it down, you can fall in love.
Yep.
Say what, man? Oh, I ain't talking to you, man. Come on.
I hope the chivalry ain't dead to you, boy, cause I'm grown. Got to pull up and then come up with that when I see what I want. Gotta go old school with me sometimes. Still keep it so 2012 on me, cause I still beef it up. And still I want you to know. Got the sweetest heart, and even though he can ride it cool for me, he gonna have to work hard.
And now
I see you got what I want. That's just half the fun.
Chris Brown.
Yes.
Still in the news.
Yes. He's in the news again?
Again.
What did he do?
Well, they got to review his, the court says they have to review his community service to see if he actually did what he was supposed to
do. He didn't do anything?
Well, he's back in court.
Yeah, they are reviewing it. But also, a group put a label on his latest CD in the United Kingdom and saying this man is a woman beater. Don't purchase this CD.
Chris Brown. Three years ago. Wasn't that 3 years?
Yeah, it was 2009.
Yeah.
And they're not allowing the man to, you know, move forward, I guess. It's just sad.
It is very sad.
Wildest Dreams.
Yes.
Is your latest single.
Moving right along.
Moving right along.
It's like,
some tough segues for me. You
right?
Know?
I'm like, I should
receive an abundance of love.
Got prep for this interview.
But never could imagine it.
Sometimes. What a voice.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, and to hear her sing along with it.
It is, man.
It's pretty cool.
You don't even know I don't even know the song I'm singing. Like, I
thank you.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Brandy live in the Red Velvet Cake Studios with an in-studio jam. It's time for news from BlackAmericaWeb.com. Brought to you by TracFone. Easy, affordable, nationwide cell phone service. That's everywhere. And it's from TracFone, the cell phone that puts you in control.
Here is the news. authorities are warning residents in this area to expect the worst.
It was a terrible highway accident.
And we mentioned the man has a long criminal history.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, September 18th, 2012. Here are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. Scrambling to steady a struggling campaign, Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney confronted a new headache yesterday after a video surfaced showing him telling wealthy donors that almost half of all Americans believe they are victims entitled to extensive government support. He added that as a candidate to the White House, my job is not to worry about those people. During a news conference, yes, he conceded the comments weren't elegantly stated and that they were spoken off the cuff. The president's campaign seized on the video and obtained by the magazine Mother Jones and made public on a day that Romney's campaign conceded it needed to change in campaign strategy to gain momentum in the presidential race. In his commentary today on BlackAmericaWeb.com, the great Michael Kottman says that Mitt Romney has shown his true colors. In the city of Chicago, where the teacher strike is now in its second week, the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, asked a state court yesterday to force the Chicago school teachers back to work and end a week-long strike that he calls illegal. The union immediately condemned the move as an act of vindictiveness by a bullying mayor. The request argues that the labor action is illegal because state law bars the union from striking on anything but economic issues. Mexican authorities are blocking roads leading to the United States and offering $15,000 reward for the capture of 132 inmates who escaped from a prison in a border town. Now they are scurrying across the border, they believe, to Texas.
132.
It occurred yesterday afternoon in the border town in northern Mexico.
Yeah, anyway, we don't know where they are.
How did they escape?
I don't know. I wish I could tell you, my friend, but they're not.
He's so funny.
They were able to escape.
Not 32, 132.
There's a known boy guy. Boom, out of here. They're so gone. They don't know where.
They were able to escape as a social rehabilitation center.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying to you. That I don't know where they could be.
And they burrowed through a 7-foot-long tunnel.
You see what I'm saying?
One by one. And then they cut through a chain link fence and ran through an empty lot.
This is so sad, my friend.
And no one saw 132.
They saw him. They just
you would think so. You would think someone see them go. It was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. 10, someone 20, would say 21. Something, but no one said nothing.
Those are your headlines on Black
44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50. No one say a word to me. I ain't seen it here.
132.
Running across the border, there they go.
17 before the hour. This is the TJMS. Brandy's here in the Red Velvet Cake Studio. She sings at the top of the hour. Brandy?
Yes.
You, The Game and Chardonnay.
Yes.
The Game and Chardonnay. Are you taping yet?
No, I think they start back in November.
I love your character.
Thank you.
I do, too.
I do. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love her, too. She's ghetto fabulous.
Real. She's so real.
You seem real easy with that character, too.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm from the hood, Mr. Joey. You know, we try to articulate when we get in front of you, honey, but we get hood when we want to.
Okay, back to the new music that'll be out in October.
October 16th to 11.
Yes. And this is called Too Late. Too Late.
Too Late. It was written by Rico Love.
Rico Love. Who's Rico Love?
Rico Love is an amazing songwriter that really just... He gives everybody that he works with his best work.
Okay. Oh,
I know you think I'll be tripping. Thinking I'll be playing, you'll be saying I ain't into you. Yeah. Just take a second and listen. Cause I ain't into laying with just anybody. Maybe I ain't trying to kill my body so soon.
That's sexy.
I like that. Nice.
I like that.
It's so good.
Yeah. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes, Mr. Jordan.
Paint this house.
paint this house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What I love.
What's that? Painting houses?
Not so literal.
It's about intimacy.
Uh-huh. Oh. Oh, it's real grown, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, kids. Put your hands over your ears.
Yeah.
Ain't no, you're not grown.
In here. If ain't
you're
no not grown. In here.
Okay.
I ain't even close to leaving this house. There's still so many rooms left to cover, and there ain't no reason for you to ever be with. Memories of me, my lover.
You must have put it down.
And he fell in love.
All right.
Put it down, down. Put it down. Put it down. Fall in love.
I hope the chivalry ain't dead to you, boy, because I'm grown.
I love it.
When I see what I want.
Gotta go old school women sometimes.
Still keep it so.
In studio audience. Go ahead. Do you? Oh, look at it. Yeah. Go ahead. Okay. So Jay was with your brother Ray J yesterday, or last night, for the premiere of the Ricky Smiley
He's
show.
He's one of the co-stars.
Which Ray J is a co-star. Yeah.
He is. He just raves about that show.
He is so adorable.
He really is good.
He's so charming.
We love Ray.
And the people and the women love Ray, too.
Yeah, he's quite the charmer. He is quite the charmer.
What do you mean, quite the charmer, man?
Would you like napkins, ladies?
Ray J, sit down. And don't get up for about 10 minutes.
He's very funny.
Really, Brandon. He needs to sit down somewhere.
Sit down somewhere.
Make you
he
sing.
Works it.
Just
he
hush.
Works it.
He's ladies, funny. Do you want
he's
some napkins?
He's very talented.
Ladies, would you like some napkins?
He's really talented.
Yeah, he's very talented.
He's very talented. Yeah.
He's
very
talented. Delightful.
I can't wait. I like the delightful.
He really is. He's delightful.
Yes. That's my new word.
You're welcome to
Thank
it.
Thank you. Very delightful.
Top of the hour. Randy, what are you going to sing for us at the top of the hour?
I'm going to do some of my oldies.
Yes.
Because some of my oldies ain't in the air. You know, it's early in the morning. I got to sing something low, honey.
Okay. You got to be there at the top of the hour. You've got 5 minutes to make it there on time. The In-Studio Jam featuring Brandy is brought to you by the 2012 Camry. Everything you love, nothing you expect. Toyota, that's moving forward. Brandy, welcome to the Red Velvet Cake Studio.
Thank you very much.
The cake is yours.
Praise is mine.
Yeah. Almost made you love me. Almost made you cry. Almost made you happy, baby. Didn't I? You almost had me thinking. You were turned around. Everybody knows. Almost doesn't count. Almost heard you saying you were finally free. What was always missing for you, babe, you found it in me. But you can't get to heaven half off the ground. No, no. Doesn't count.
Maybe you'll be cold. Maybe you'll come running back, babe, from the cruel, cruel world. Almost convince me you're gonna stick around. I know.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows. So maybe I'll be here. Maybe I'll see you around. That's the way it goes. Almost doesn't count.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Little raspy 6 o'clock in the morning.
I like it.
Sounds sexy good. To me. That morning voice. I love it. That morning alto. All right, now what you gonna do?
I'm gonna do Best Friends. Would y'all help me out with that?
Oh, yeah.
It's an oldie, but a goodie.
Okay. All right.
Ready? Come on, listeners, y'all can clap y'all hands. Hey.
Well, if you're driving.
You can sing a little bit, Mr. John, if you want to.
You don't want that. You don't want that.
Here we go.
You don't want that.
Whenever I'm down,
yeah.
I call on you, my friend. A helping hand you lend in my time of need. So I'm calling you now just to make it through. What else can I do? Don't you hear my plea, oh Lord?
Friends may come and friends may go,
but you should know that I've got your back. It's automatic.
Never hesitate to call.
'Cause I'm your sister and always for you. And I
ever do without you from the beginning to the end.
You know.
She don't know the song. It's cool.
Through the whether I lose,
I know one thing that never changes,
and that's you as my best friend. Whenever I'm down, and all that's going on is really going on, just one of those days when you say the right things to keep me moving on. To keep me going strong, what else can I say? Well, I've been told that, and I believe that it's automatic. 'Cause I'm your sister, and always for you.
Ray J, that song was made for him. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
That's because he's delightful.
Y'all better fade the track while I start rapping. Join the morning show.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No. Don't put me on the spot. Fade and fade.
Nice.
Thank you.
Put you on the spot.
Now, Mr. Joyner.
Yes, ma'am.
I would love to come back and do... Put It Down and Wildest Dreams for you, but it's got to be later on in the afternoon.
We don't do the Tom Joyner afternoon show, though.
No, we haven't done that.
But we can tape it and play it back the next morning.
No. I don't know. Maybe you can come on the cruise and Put It Down.
I would love that.
And fall in love.
I've never been on a cruise.
And this is
Look
no
at
other
this.
Cruise. Maybe. Just maybe.
All expenses paid.
Oh, Miss Norwood.
Love it.
Yeah, you heard?
Yes.
You heard about the cruise?
Yeah, well, you just told me.
Oh, I didn't tell you everything.
You sure didn't.
No, this year, we've got Luda with Jamie Foxx performing on the beach.
Yeah.
I want to go.
See?
We got Snoop Dogg and Bootsy performing. Yeah.
On the pool deck.
On the pool deck.
Because they can't get off in some places.
Snoop needs to stay on the ship.
Yeah.
Keep everything nice. And Tyler Perry and Earth, Wind & Fire performing on the beach.
You got some room for me?
You can put it down. Fast.
I will put it right on down.
All right. I'm going to fall in love.
Do the walk and everything.
211 is the name of the CD. It comes out in October. Brandy and the in-studio jam, the Red Velvet Cake Studio.